Canadian rock and roll royalty, a national treasure, and a living legend. These are words that have been used to describe Burton Cummings, who will rock the main stage on Saturday night. As lead singer and songwriter for Canada's original rock and roll superstars, the Guess Who, Cummings scored an unprecedented string of international hit singles and albums including American Woman, These Eyes, Laughing, No Time, Share the Land, No Sugar Tonight, New Mother Nature, Clap for the Wolfman, Albert Flasher, and others, all written or co-written by Burton. In 1975, Cummings continued his award-winning ways, forging a stellar solo career that played to sold-out audiences across Canada and the United States. He starred in several highly rated television specials and, between 1977 and 1980, earned 5 Juno Awards for Best Male Vocalist and Best Album, serving as host of the annual Juno Gala a record 4 times. Burton's 1978 album Dream of a Child became the first quadruple platinum selling album by a Canadian artist. The talented performer, singer, songwriter, and recording artist continues to do what he loves in his own inimitable way. In the business for some 60 years, Cummings said one of the best parts of his day is the 2 hours on stage with the best band he's ever played with. Like many baby boomers, Cummings grew up in a household without TV until he was 7 years old, finding his escape in radio and comic books. An ardent hockey fan who fondly remembers a 6-team hockey league, Cummings said he wasn't cut out for the ice. Instead, and at his mother's bidding, he began taking piano lessons. At 10 and 11, I was able to learn songs from the radio and that made me a hero at school, he said, noting he joined his first band just before turning 14. I knew as a little kid that I wanted to be a musician, but I didn't know I would get the breaks. Cummings said he no longer writes songs of early love and angst. He gets his inspiration instead from daily living in an albeit more complicated world where bomb threats and tight security are the norm. We have experienced a tremendous opening up of the world, he says. Influenced by the likes of Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, and other early rock phenoms, Cummings said his lyrics, such as those of Hunting for My Rhythm and My Rhyme, from his new album, A Few Good Moments, are thoughtful, real, not pretentious. Long before the Elbows Up movement, the proud Canadian and his band traveled the world with a huge Canadian flag that formed a backdrop on their stages in Japan, Australia, and across the world. We were proud to scream Canada. The talented artist said, God willing and music God's willing, he will continue to share his music for many more years. But he's also enjoying life on the prairies with its clean air, blue skies, and the ability to enjoy a lot of the things he was too busy, too young, and too shallow to do before. And that includes listening to music from his library of thousands of songs. Cummings is looking forward to appearing on the Roots and Blues Festival mainstage Saturday night and sending the crowd home happy. To sample Cummings' enduring music and some of his new recordings, go online to rootsandblues.ca, click on the Festival Experience tab, then 2025 performers for this premier event that runs July 25 to 27 at the Salmon Arm Fairgrounds. A detailed schedule features all performers, their music, where and when they will play, along with information on workshops, the Polk Place, whimsical play, and much more. And don't miss the Tuned Up series that ignites downtown Salmon Arm beginning July 22.